Ladies and gents, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, a podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I am one of your hosts, Mark Comar, and this is Mr. Joaquin Comar.
What's going on, guys?
What it do? So, today, we're talking about where to start with no money in tech. No tech skill, excuse me. So, I know a lot of you out there are somewhat like I am. I'm just going to be honest with you. Yeah, I know I run a staffing firm. I know I'm sitting here at Higher Power Tech Podcast talking to you guys about technology. But I am not a tech person. I'm not. I am a business owner. I surround myself with people like this one, whichever way you're looking at, this one right here. I surround myself with people who are very knowledgeable, people who are beginning, but people who understand the business. But myself, if I didn't have the companies, I would be kind of like you out here trying to figure out, you know, where do I start? Within the massive industry that is technology. But I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. I don't want you to feel scared, because there are bases and stepping stones to anything in life. It's about, like Joaquin and I keep talking about, asking questions and then taking action, right, on the information you're given. So we're here to present you with the information that will help you know where you can begin if you're coming from a manual labor job over the past, 5, 10, 15 years of your life, and you recognize that your position, your career might be on the chopping block because of technology's growth and things that might, or your position can be automated, and you're looking to position yourself into something else new, and you know tech is the thing, but you just don't know where to start. That's what we're going to talk about today. You might be over leveraged with credit. You might be, you might have 2 or 3 properties. You just, kind of underwater with one of your properties, and you don't have a lot of extra funds, right? And you don't want to go back to school to get your master's. Okay, that's honest and that's real. Don't let this that's life. You're not an anomaly, but don't let that stop you in knowing that you can go into something else. Again, we're here to talk about how you can do it if your funds are a little tight. All right. Mm-hmm. So Joaquin is going to take the floor here in a second. He's going to deliver everything to you guys. And I'll jump in and ask some questions, because like the novice that I am in my own respect. And again, we're being forthcoming with you guys. I'm not trying to sit here and act like we know it all with every dynamic, because we're not that. We know our lanes. We're delivering to our lanes, but we're also trying to merge the intelligence and the concepts that we're bringing to you so you can be successful. So that being said, Joaquin, it's all yours, brother. Go walk us through how we can get somewhere in this tech world.
I got you. So let's just start off with, like, if you don't have as much money, right? Mm-hmm. You can find pretty much to-dos, how-to-dos all over YouTube. So that is the first place that I would start. There are a ton of different tutorials that you can look at. And those YouTubers or those content creators will also give you like roadmaps that you can follow. As far as, say if you want to learning one programming language, the steps that you should take while you're learning each programming language. Because a lot of times what will happen, and even in the people that I've met in the boot camps that I've taken, they call it like tutorial hell, where like you're just finding like a bunch of random tutorials and you don't really know like which path to take. So it'll help that whichever like content creator that you enjoy the most, just see if they have like some type of roadmap or like step by step that you can follow, so that you can go from A to B as quick as possible.
So can I thank you for that. So let me ask, if again, I'm novice and you said go to YouTube, and I've been on YouTube, but I don't even know, like you said, programming language. I'm hearing terms thrown at me like, machine learning and, SQL. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is that? Should I just start at machine learning, or should I start at SQL, or SQL the programming language? I thought, because that's what someone who doesn't know, is that the language that machine learners use? Is that the is that the program? Like, what is that when we're talking about this, people?
Yeah, so it really all depends, and I'm gonna go into that a little bit more, but it really all depends on like what type of person you are. So Say like you're looking at your computer screen, like say you go to www.higherpowertech.com, right? Uh-huh. When you're looking at the visuals on the screen and how everything is set up, that's called front end, right? So there's things that you're going to want to know when it comes to front end. It'll be like CSS, and that helps you style, you know, your page. HTML, that helps you like structure your page. And then you'll probably want to know like JavaScript or something like that. That just helps with like the functionality, helps you click buttons and things like that. Now, when it comes to backend, those are things that you can't see. So everything going on in your computer, software wise, that you can't see. So that's where like the SQL will come in. That's for like databases will come in. So all things that you can't see, that's where more of like the back end will come. And so to be honest with you, machine learning, I'm not 100% sure. Because once again, tech is just, it's a huge umbrella of things to learn. So I'm not 100% sure on machine learning. But I mean, a quick YouTube search and, you know, you'll be able to, you know, find what you like, you know, just like that.
No, that's fantastic. Or before you go further, I appreciate you, because that is, you know, the front end, back end. I think that is the most basic place to start for those who are feeling, you know, inept in the mass industry that it is. Mm-hmm. Try to find understanding, a foothold of how, what's the foundation. So I think that was perfect. Explaining front end and back end, which are the more basic parts of getting into the understanding of what this actually all entails. Because then you, like you said, you'll learn, especially if you're talking about backend work, you'll learn what JavaScript is, you'll learn what C++ is a little bit better, a little bit easier before you get into like the unique skill sets. I brought machine learning. That's more of a specificity within the IT realm, just like data scientists or dark data, those type of things. And those have their own languages within those that you will want to learn as well. But they all still stem from the basics of like the front end, back end understanding. So, you know, when you start getting into Python and all that stuff and those languages, you'll understand that better if you have this as your base. So just think about that, guys. Like he gave that, that's where you start. Say front end, back end, what languages do I need? The HTML, all that. That's a good place to start. And then you can kind of weave from there to see where it would take you into the hierarchy of tech, IT. All right, go ahead, bro. I'm bad. Come on.
And then also, as you're going through these tutorials, it's going to be a good idea to make sure that whatever like projects these content creators are talking about or walking you through, it's a good idea to do that. Get that hands-on experience because you can take those projects and upload like what you're doing to LinkedIn. So people can see, you know, the skills that you're building. And then also, it'd be a good idea. So like, you know how you have what they call a USB, you plug it into your computer to save it. So developers, coders, programmers, whatever you want to call them, they're like USB. It's called GitHub. So you can save your projects to GitHub and you can use that link and put that on your LinkedIn for, recruiters, hiring managers, or it'll be like, it's like the Facebook for developers. So you can have all your projects up there, you know, so you're going to want to make sure that you're getting that hands-on experience. So you have, you know, something to show.
Is that part of, I know it is, but I just want to make sure people understand the importance of you saying for hire recruiters. The thing that's important for people to understand is that, especially when you're talking about creating projects and working on particular orgs where you have to be able to dive in, you know, look at different workflows and be able to see corrections and things like that. What recruiters are looking for, they normally give two or three different interviews. And the first one or two is about the skill set, seeing what you do, the work you've done, and where you can come in and fit in. So you have to be able to know how to show your growth. And this is why he's saying do a project. Is it GitHub? Is that what it is?
GitHub. Yep.
GitHub. Because in your interview, they're going to ask you to go through a skills display of what you've done and where you can, you know, show your expertise, because otherwise anybody can say they know how to do it, but you need to be able to show your work, okay, right, in some capacity. So that's what a project, and that's why he's saying get into the habit of doing projects and working on them and also posting them and showing what you've done. But by doing that too, you'll learn even better what you need to be an expert at within that skill set. So
yeah. And make sure that, what was I saying?
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut
you off. It'll come back. It'll come back.
No worries.
But yeah, so make sure you're posting that, all of your content, all the projects that you make. Make sure that you post that on LinkedIn for people to see. Next, if you do have a little bit of cash to spare, right, and you want to go from A to B, or A to Z much quicker, it's going to be a good idea to, one, join a boot camp. There's a ton of boot camps out there. A quick YouTube search, you know, whether you do like JavaScript boot camp or front end boot camp, back end boot camp. There's a bunch of different boot camps that will be recommended as well in our course. So there's a lot of different routes that you can take so that you can get that information as quick as possible. Another one, which is something that I love to do. This is a gold nugget right here. Okay. So there's a website called Preply, Preply, and there are a bunch of tutors on there, and there's tutors ranging from like $5 an hour all the way to like $100 an hour. So I've had JavaScript tutors. I have a Python tutor. I have a DevOps tutor, and all these people are ranging from like $5 to like $12 an hour. Right.
Sure.
I have a tutor that's got a PhD in like computer science, and she's like $12 an hour. So like, make sure you use these resources, because there's people that are extremely smart that for Americans don't cost as much because they live in other countries.
Right.
That so, part. You know, make sure that, you know, you take advantage of that, because that's another opportunity that's going to help you go from A to B, you know, as quick and as fast as possible.
No, I think that's perfect. And give them one more time that location, the app. What is the app that they go to, or site, website?
Preply, Preply, whatever. So it's Preply. And I'm actually using that for a Spanish tutor and a Portuguese tutor that I'm working with for a while. So like, there's literally tutors for like everything.
You know? Okay.
So, you know, you can't go wrong with making that account there.
Well, so,
I know barely any Portuguese. Puedo hablar en español, but I can't speak Spanish.
And
like a 10-year-old level, I can get by. So I'll be okay.
Si, señor. All right. No doubt. That's what's up.
Okay. So next. So the actual skills that you're going to want to learn, right? Or pay attention to as you're going through with your YouTube tutorials or your boot camps or whatever. So like I said before, as far as front end goes, it's going to be very heavy in like HTML, CSS, JavaScript. Right, you're most likely, you know, going to learn those, and maybe Golang as well. Okay, back end from the boot camp that I did, the majority of what we worked on was also a lot of JavaScript, SQL, creating databases, creating APIs, as well as TypeScript. Okay, now I'm a lot more interested in DevOps now, because I just think it's a lot cooler. And it's like the coders are kind of like they're like the hot shots, right? They're the hot guy, right? The DevOps guys, they make everything a lot easier for the developers, because the developers, they like want to do all the work and all the crazy stuff. And the DevOps guys are like, all right, well, I'll just let you automate it. I'll help you automate it. And I'm just going to kick it and chill over here, and you can be as big and as bad as you want to.
Okay.
Now, as far as that goes, some skills or some tools that you're going to want to learn when it comes to DevOps world There's a couple of them. As far as cloud goes, AWS, Azure, and Google, from what I've used and from what I've seen, they're all three are pretty much the same. There might be a few different like syntax placements here and there, but they're all pretty much the same. Terraform, which is very, very, very easy to learn, Docker, and Kubernetes. And those last couple are in like the DevOps world. So depending on your personality, depending on what you want to do, if you want to be that rock star guy, and you want to, you know, have full control over what the website looks like or full control over the information and creating the database for it and go the developer route. And if you want to be the guy that kind of just helps those developers automate, you know, whatever they're doing, you don't really have like the, or you don't really want to be that coder or that programmer, then go the DevOps route. And there are a ton of jobs. And also, mind you, right, these are still like just two categories of tech. There's still like, there's a ton of stuff out there. This is just what I've been paying attention to more so for like the past couple of years. Now, jobs that you can get into, right? So we've already said front-end developer, back-end developer. You have full-stack developer, which is both doing both the front-end and back-end. There is data analyst, which is not as much coding. From my experience, it was a lot of using like SQL and like SAS. Data scientist. And then as far as DevOps specifically, there's a couple that I have here. Linux administrator, right? Platform engineer, cloud engineer, cloud admin, and DevOps engineer. Those are all, really, those are all like synonyms of like the same job. Basically, you know, there might be some different things here and there, but as far as development and DevOps goes, these are a good amount of the jobs that are available. And like I said, there's a ton more, but just things that just, you know, popped in my mind right now. Those are a couple that you can run with Google and then see those out there.
So thank you for that breakdown, brother. Appreciate you. So the jobs, I know people will, especially if you're not used to, again, you've been working a manual labor job for the past 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years, but they've been hearing since COVID, you know, work remote, right? And, you know, I know some people may have questions about like, well, what kind of jobs or what kind of, you know, tech positions beyond, obviously, the, you have to understand people with certain companies are able to do that because how they're structured, right? Mm-hmm. But let's just say you get into a company that's structured saying they can work remote. What kind of, can you go into what kind of positions might be a position that would, could a DevOps position be a position that can be a remote position for someone? Could a, you know, front end position be, or, you know what I'm saying, data scientist, can you kind of walk them through how that might look for someone if they're trying to look for a job like that?
Yeah. So all of these roles that I talk about, that I spoke about, they all can be done from your home. There's no reason to like be forced, or if there's a remote position that you want a remote position, you can find your remote position. You can do all these things from home, live in another country and do all this and that. So every single one, you can do it from like the comfort of your home. Yeah. As long as the company that you're working for allows it, but even still, if they don't allow it, you know, the company next door will allow it. So, you know, whatever works for you.
Nah, he's absolutely correct, ladies and gentlemen. That's the great thing about getting the tech knowledge and the understanding. And like he said, there's levels to it. When you get into the data scientist, the dark data, even machine learning, these are all aspects of more so research and sifting through data for companies. Like he was saying, the front end, back end, you know, that's more of actually putting together sites and, you know, so like working for like Netflix in a sense, even though they have a dark data and data, but it's different orgs within these companies. You have to understand that too. So it's not as if you know, in our case, we place, you know, at Amex front end, you know, back end developers because their website, right? They have an org of you know, 500,000 people working on that site to keep it functioning, right? Or more, right? Out of different parts of Phoenix and in Boston, that type of thing, right? But we also place, say, data scientists within Citizens, right? So, you know, because they have a department to go through their information they're finding on customers, their back end, you know, so does, say, Chase, right? Bank, right? So it's just a matter of any company, of course, Meta, of course, you know, Tesla, of course, you know, SpaceX, they all are looking for different talent within different organizations. You just have to know one thing Joaquin started off with that I thought was brilliant. You have to know yourself when you're stepping into this tech world too. You have to know what's your demeanor? How do you learn? What kind of sparks your interest, right? If you're more of a analytics person, a statistics person, you like numbers, then you might want to go down that, say, you know, data analytics route, right? And then eventually get into more deep machine learning and, you know, all that. That might appeal to you. If you're more, you know, you like visuals, you like, you know, how things look, you might want to stay on the front end side of things, you know, and work on developing, you know, how a website for a company, you know, the buttons, the functionality. Like, again, I go back to Netflix because that was how I was taught about front end and back end, and it made the most sense to me. You know, Netflix did a great job of creating a image where it's easy to see the visual that you want, click on it. That's all a front end developer, as well as the back end developers, making sure the ease of use of what you see as a consumer is an easy function, you know, and sexy, you know, look, right? A streamless look. If you like that, right, you're an artist of some kind, you might like front end and back end development, right? Mm-hmm. So just know your character, know who you are. That will help you as you dive in. And then, like Joaquin said, once you get in too, you'll start to see different languages and different, you know, parts of the industry that might appeal to you further, right? Uh-huh. You don't have to stay pigeonholed within the first one that you get in and just stay in that lane. You'll hear throughout a lot of, especially as you dive down the rabbit hole of YouTube tech world, you'll hear a lot of people say, well, I started here and I, you know, over 2 or 3 years, I advanced to, you know, past that. And then new technology came in anyway that made me go into this, you know what I'm saying? Right. So, and it becomes, I know it seems daunting at first because it's just the unknown, but I promise you, once you get into it, it starts to become a little bit smoother and you'll find your community. And one thing that Joaquin always talked about, I'm gonna give you a platform back in a second, brother. You always talk about get into a community. The great thing about these boot camps that he talked about, the great thing about these networks, especially if you get with tutors, you know, different, they know people and they want to share, you know, they want to share their information because it becomes a family, you know, to be able to have, it's kind of like gamers, right? If we're both playing, you know, which I'm not a gamer like that, but I just know people who are, you know, I play, you know, I was Art of War or Warcraft, you know, and I'm at a certain level. And I have a person I'm playing against who's we just get excited, right? And it's like, oh, well, I know Johnny over here or Samantha does this, right? It's the same thing within the tech world. You get like-minded energy if you're out there talking. You don't have to be independent upon yourself and by yourself with this process. All right. What you got to say, Joaquin, on the rest of it?
First, I want to say that my dog scared the shit out of me because he ran out the door. Somebody was trying to get me but second, yeah,
you got a protector over there. What you worried about,
man? I was like, hold up, who's up this early? I forgot to let the dog out, you know. But hey, that's my homie. I had to lock him out for a second, you know, so he wasn't barking or anything. So, but yeah, you know, just make sure that you know, you guys get curious, and see, you know, what sparks your interest the most, because like, as I started going, like when I first got my MBA in management of information systems, my thought was that I was just going to like stay down that route. And that was more like, from what I learned, that was more like the backend route, creating databases, SQL, SAS, and things of that nature. But just get curious and, you know, see what works with you, and also try to stay aware of like new technologies that are coming out. Whichever of these like boot camps that you decide to do like down the road. Some of these might be like lifetime that you can like stick with, and they will continue to like revamp their content so that you know like what new technology is coming out, so that you can stay like with, you know, the wave of information that's coming out. So, you know, just stay curious and, you know, continue to practice, because it's a programming language or whatever you decide to learn. It is like learning a language. It can be kind of tedious. So like if you just stop for like 6 months, and there's gonna be like a lot of stuff that you forget. So, you know, keep with those hands-on skills, continue to create projects, have something to showcase for people to see. And eventually, as long as you're making connections and putting the effort forward to meet new people and get yourself out there, then you'll eventually be able to, you know, land that job.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Make sure you too, you stay apprised of what's new, but also to make sure you get some books out there. There's plenty of books. Yeah. One book that I read is Hackers and Painters by Paul Graham. Eye-opener for me, as just understanding a little bit more of the hacking world and all hacking really is. We think hackers, we think people breaking into, you know, the back end cybersecurity, that type of thing. But really what he said, hacking is just, you know, another term for coding, you know what I'm saying? And language, people who write language, you know what I'm saying? Another term for them within the industry is hackers, which that was something I was not aware of until I read the book. But then he does a good job of merging the understanding of where technology was back in, say, the, you know, 70s, 80s and 90s, and where it is now in, you know early 2000s, you know, to now. And he walks you through the process, right? But there's a plethora of other books out there too. But don't just stay in, you know, just a YouTube search or just with people you're talking to. Grab some other knowledge out there, okay? But it's an easy process. And let me say this, guys, we are higher power tech. The parent company is Kane Ross. We do staff IT professionals into corporations. And I have a team that I work with, not only with Joaquin and Brian, but also too, on the staffing side. I have a team of recruiters based out of India and a board that I work with here in the States with Six Sigma Black Belt specialists and different people that I know who have been in the industry and, you know, specialize within the industry. At very high levels. That being said, we want to let you know we're talking right now to those of you who might be new to trying to step into the IT world, but yes, we also work with people who've been in it and understand it extremely well. And Joaquin and I are going to bring on guests, because you're not just going to hear from us all the time. We're going to bring on guests that have diversity and different wide range of expertise and deliverability currently right now, and VP positions. Some in sales positions and some in IT positions and some who just recently transferred into the tech world. So we're going to give you everything you need over the course of our episodes to make sure that no matter what phase you are within this career path of IT growth and career attainment, we're going to help educate you and keep you moving forward, all right? And even, like I said, with our course that we have dropping top of the year, we want to make sure that we give you the structure you need to rebuild yourself first as an individual you are, but also to continue your growth and your expansion within these fields, all right? No matter where you are within it, all right? So if you have questions, you know what to do. Reach out to us, leave comments, say what up, though. anything you want to leave them off with?
No, I just be curious. You know, make sure that you guys are around guys that are... Get yourself into a community, right, that's going to help expand that knowledge that you guys have, Higher Power Tech being one of them. Mm-hmm. But just make sure you guys are part of something, you know, that that will eventually get you there.
That's right. That'd be us. All right, guys. I hope that helped. Joaquin did a great job breaking that down for you. I really hope that helped you all feel a little bit more at ease about stepping into it, or knowing that you can do it, whether your funds are exactly where you want them to be or not, whether your knowledge is where you want it to be or not, especially if it's not where you want it to be, it's okay. I'm in. We'll take care of you. And we'll guide you. And we'll leave some of those links below to some of the references he made reference to as far as like for the tutors, especially. We'll give you a link to that, okay? All right, guys. We appreciate you. We'll see you guys next Wednesday. Like, subscribe, comment, share. We'll talk to y'all shortly. All right.
Be great.